بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Nights like tonight are for us to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to make tawbah to Allah, to repent to Allah. A person who doesn't get tawfiq to make tawbah in the month of Ramadan and who does not get his sins forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan is truly deprived. Because during this month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives in abundance. The life of sin, the life of temptation, the life of the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that happens outside the masjid, that contaminates us, that puts the burden of sin on our shoulders, that makes it difficult for us to benefit from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To be able to be eligible for the mercy of Allah, we have to shed the burden of sin. Sometimes it seems difficult that how am I going to give up a particular sin? I am addicted to this, or I am so used to this, or I am enjoying it. How am I going to give it up? But it needs from our side a firm determination. Make a firm determination and make a deal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ready to forgive, and Allah will make the path to forgiveness, the path to reformation easy for us. مَنْ تَرَكَ شَيْئًا لِلَّهِ عُوَّضَهُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا مِّنْهُ. That person who will leave something and abandon and give up something for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah will give him better than that in return. That we have to have yaqeen upon. That if I'm going to give up this sin, if I'm going to sacrifice this luxury of mine or this temptation that I give in to, I'm going to sacrifice this hobby, this addiction for the sake of Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us even better than that in return. For a person to take that step and make tawbah, he has to develop the yaqeen in his heart. The yaqeen on two things. Number one, that if I continue with my sin, then I am doomed. A person has to understand this. If we trivialize the sin, or we have not identified a sin as sin, if we are in denial, then the tawfiq for tawbah won't come. So the first thing is to be convinced that what you are doing is wrong, what I am doing is wrong, this is not right. And if I'm going to continue like this, then what's going to happen to me? What if maut comes to me in this condition? And the second thing you have to develop yaqeen and conviction upon is that if I turn to Allah, then Allah will definitely turn to me with His mercy. If I take that step to Allah, then Allah will come quicker towards me. If I give up this sin and this wrong for the sake of Allah, Allah will definitely give me something better. Imam Abu Bakr Ibn Abdul Baqi, Imam Abu Bakr Ibn Abdul Baqi rahimahullah, was an imam who lived several centuries ago. He was an imam in the Hanbali madhab. He was a scholar of the Hanbali madhab. He mentions a unique incident about himself. He says, "Kuntu mujawiran bi Makkah." At one stage in my life, I was residing in Makkah Mukarrama, making ibadat in the haram, making tawaf, umrah, hajj, etc. A time came when I was suffering from poverty. So I was going through a difficult patch. And gradually my savings were depleting. And the time came when I had nothing. I was absolutely penniless. And I had no food also to eat. He says, I remained in my home for a while, and then I said to myself, if I'm going to remain here, I'm going to die out of hunger. I'd rather go out and look for something or make some effort. So he says, when he left his home and he was walking the streets of Makkah, he noticed an abandoned purse. Somebody had dropped a purse. So he picked it up and he came into his room. And when he opened it, he finds that a purse contained a very valuable necklace. A necklace that had pearls on it. So he was amazed at this. And initially he says, the thought came to me that I was in need. And mashallah, now I find this. And he says, after a short while passed, he heard somebody announcing that I have lost a necklace, a very valuable necklace, and I will give 100 gold coins. 100 gold coins to that person who will return the necklace. Can you imagine the value of that necklace? Then the man was prepared to give a reward of 100 gold coins. So this Imam Abu Bakr al-Baqir, Ibn Abdul Baqir rahimahullah says, I thought to myself, I'm in need also. I can make use of that hundred, you know, that reward. So he goes outside and he calls that person. He tells him that you are claiming to have lost this necklace. Can you give me some description? So he says it was an old man. And he described that necklace to the detail. How many pearls were on it? What was the fabric of the purse in which it was kept? What type of string was used to tie that purse up? In other words, he gave me the ideal and exact description. So I was convinced that it was his. It belonged to him. So then I gave him his purse with his necklace. So the old man thereafter took out the 100 gold coins. So I told him, you know what? I can't charge you for this. I can't take a payment for something that actually belongs to you. How can I sell you what's yours? It is my duty to return this to you. So despite having this need and despite being in such a difficult position financially, he did the right thing here. And he says, no, I mean, this belongs to the old man. It's my duty to return it to him. I cannot take anything in return from him. And mashallah, he lived. He didn't die out of poverty. And time continued. And it says, with the passage of time, I had to leave Makkah and I went on sojourn. I was traveling from one city to another. Then I traveled by sea. And whilst we were on that boat, that ferry sank. And everybody drowned besides myself. I was clinging on to some plank, some piece of wood. And after a while, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that I washed up onto the shore of some island. So I wandered about in that island. And then I saw there was a masjid, so I went to the masjid. And I used to sleep in the masjid, eat what I could find from outside. And I used to recite Quran in the masjid. So when the people heard me reading Quran, they told me, oh Shaykh, you know how to recite Quran? Teach our children how to read Quran. Teach us how to read Quran. So he, so to say, opened his madrasa. So he began to teach them and they started looking after his needs and providing for him also, because his time was now being spent teaching them. He says, after a while I noticed there were some pages of the Quran in the masjid. So I began to read Quran whilst looking into the Quran. So they discovered that you know how to read. That means you know how to read and write. So teach our children how to read and write. So he opened his school, mashallah, he began to teach them. And then they increased his pay. So like that, he spent some time with these people on this island. And then they took to him. There was a relationship built now with them. So they told him, oh Shaykh, no, you are here and mashallah serving us like this. We have a yatima, a girl who is a yatima, and she's of marriageable age. And we feel that maybe you should marry her. So initially he says, I refused because I had no need to get married. And you know, they had to force him. It was me and you. So after they forced him, then he agreed, you know. So he says, okay, I'll marry this yatima. So the narrator mentions, فَلَمَّا زَفُّوهَا إِلَيَّ. The narration mentions, he says that when they brought her to me on that first night, وَقَعَ نَظْرِي عَلَىٰ عِقْدٍ حَوْلَ عُنُقِهَا. My gaze fell on a necklace that she was wearing. And I began to stare at that necklace. That was the exact same necklace I returned to the old man years ago in Makkah. So he says, I was in shock and I was looking at that necklace for so long that the people told me, oh Shaykh, كَسَرْتَ قَلْبَ هَذِهِ الْيَتِيمَةِ. You are breaking her heart. You're looking at, you are marveling at her necklace instead of marveling and admiring her beauty. So he says, no, I told him, hold on, let me tell you my story. So he mentioned the incident to them, that this necklace, I know this necklace. So when he said this, they all recited Takbir, Allahu Akbar, loudly. They were also surprised. So he asked them, why are you reciting the Takbir so loud? He says that the old man that you met that time and to whom you returned this necklace, he was the father of this yatima. And when he returned from his journey of Hajj, he told us the story. And he would say, مَا رَأَيْتُ فِي الدُّنْيَا مُؤْمِنًا إِلَّا هَذَا. The only mu'min, true mu'min I saw in this dunya was this man. That he returned to me my necklace and he never even take the reward. And then he would make dua. Allahumma jma' bayni wa baynahu. Oh Allah, allow me to meet this man one more time in my life. Kay uzawwijahu ibnati. So I can get him married to my daughter. And say, subhanallah, the man has passed away. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted his dua. Now our incident doesn't finish here. We are speaking about you give up something for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will give you better. So he gave up that necklace, he didn't steal the necklace. He gave up that reward that elderly person sincerely offered to him, but he rightfully refused to accept that also. Now Allah is blessing him with a wife, mashallah, a young wife, and she has that necklace. He says, and after that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with two children also. But the story takes a bit of a sad twist. He says, the wife passed away. So when she passed away, the husband inherits a portion of the necklace. So he inherited a quarter of the necklace and the balance goes to the sons. And as time went along, those sons also passed away. So the entire necklace came into his possession. He says, thereafter, I sold that necklace. That time the old man was offering him 100 gold coins. He sold that necklace for not 100 gold coins, and not 1,000 gold coins, and not 10,000 gold coins, but for 100,000 gold coins. He gave up 100 gold coins. And he gave up that necklace for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it was not correct for him to hold on to it. Allah Rabbul Izzah gave it back to him, and Allah gave him even more in return. مَنْ تَرَكَ شَيْئًا لِلَّهِ عَوَّضَهُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا مِنْ. If we give up something for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will definitely give it to us. Allah will give us something better. Allah will replace that with something better. It may not happen spontaneously, but it will happen. Sometimes it takes time. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see and gauge our sincerity. How genuine are we? How sincere are we? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replace us and will give it to us. Shaykh Abdul Fattah Abu Ghudda rahimahullah, the ustad of my ustad, mentions a very unique incident that happened in Syria a few centuries ago. He says there was a cloth merchant in Syria. And this person, he had a certain type of fabric. You know, people buy parcels. You know, so he had a whole lot of one particular type of fabric, but it wasn't selling. It wasn't catching on in the market. And he was sitting with this, so to say, dead stock. He didn't know what to do. So one of his friends made a suggestion. They said that, you know, why don't you try, take the stock of yours and go across the border. Go to the Greeks. Go across the border and maybe try and sell it there. Maybe you'll fetch the higher price for it. So he loads his stock and he goes across into the Roman Empire and he puts his stuff up for sale. So he says, I rented a small space, a small shop, and I started selling, and alhamdulillah, the people there were paying the price. So he says there was an elderly woman that had come, an elderly woman and her daughter, and they also wanted a particular fabric, or that fabric, they wanted some amount. So he says, I gave it and I gave a discount because that young girl was very attractive. So I wanted to also, you know, create a relationship. The next day they came for more. He says, again I gave a discount. And then he says, I approached the elder lady. I said, you know, your daughter is very beautiful. Can you arrange for me to maybe meet her, be with her? So they agreed that you'll have to pay 50 dirham, 50 dinars, 50 gold coins, so that he can spend with this woman. So that he can spend one night with this woman. So he agreed, And he gave her the 50 gold coins. And as per the agreement that night, the young lady came to where he was residing. And he had prepared meals, etc. So he says, after we had meals, we went to the rooftop. And that's where I had my bed. He says, when I went to bed, the thought came to me. He says, I began to tell myself, أَمَا تَسْتَحْيِي مِنَ اللَّهِ don't you feel shy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You are a musafir, you are far away from your hometown. Otherwise, you are in a vulnerable situation. Number two, here under the sky, the creation of Allah, next to the ocean, you are going to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَتَعْصِ اللَّهَ مَعَ هَذِهِ النَّصْرَانِيَّةِ. This Christian woman, you're going to commit zina. How can you do this? Then he says, he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, oh Allah, I make you witness that I am not going to commit zina with this woman out of fear for you. Fear for your punishment and hope for your maghfirah and forgiveness. And he turned around and he slept till the morning. So in the morning that lady got up and she obviously was, you know, angered by this. That what is this? This is an insult. And then she left. He says, when I go back to the shop, now this happens a lot of the time. What happens? Sometimes a person plans to do some sin. And at the last moment, maybe he gets some realization, like this person, through his own will, he restrained himself. Sometimes it never just worked out like you planned. Somebody planned to do the wrong, planned to do the sin, and it never happened. So what happens thereafter? What follows after that? Regret in the heart, like, you know, I had the chance. So this person says, when I went back to my shop the next morning, Shaitan started putting these thoughts in my mind. That who you think you are? You think you're some big buzruk? You think you are Junaid Baghdadi, rahimahullah? You could have just, you know, satisfied your desire and continued. You lost out. You know, you lost the opportunity. Says that old lady came to the shop to ask me what happened. What happened? My daughter is insulted. So he tells her, no, I don't know what happened to me, but give me another chance. So they said, no, this time is going to have to be 100 gold coins. First was 50 gold coins. Now you're going to have to give us 100 gold coins. So he agreed and he gave them the 100 gold coins. And that night the same thing happened. The lady came, they had meals, he prepared everything, but that thought again came back to him. This thought, respected friends and elders, comes to many of us. Before committing that sin, you are about to commit that sin, and that thought, sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts that in our minds. Every one of us, we have an angel, and we have a shaitan also with us. The angel who will try and influence us to do good, and that shaitan who will put the waswasa in the heart, shaitan who will try and entice us towards the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So from time to time, whilst we are engaged in the disobedience or planning that wrong, that sin, sometimes we hear the angel louder. Although most of the time it seems like we hear the shaitan louder. You know, his voice is something we hear all the time. Normally we joke with the students, you know, we say, you feel so offended. We befriended the shaitan so much, we feel offended to refuse him. Every request the shaitan makes, we're giving in. Anyway, so sometimes we hear that. We get that voice. We get that feeling in the heart. This is from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To remind us that you can still stop. So on that second night, this person gets these thoughts again. Aren't you ashamed of yourself? Disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such circumstances. Again, he practices restraint, mashallah, for the sake of Allah. Next morning, the lady returns to her home. Her mother comes again to the shop. Again he says, I have those feelings, you know what, who you think you are, a big buzuruk, a big pious person. You could have just, you know, indulged. And so then he tells her, okay, give me one more chance. So she says, no, now you're going to have to give much more than that. Instead of 100 gold coins, you have to give us 500 gold coins. So he told her, you know what, it's going to take me time, this is a big amount. Give me some time to amass that amount of money and then we'll come to an agreement. So he says, in the meantime, what happened? There was an announcement made from the side of the Greeks that there's war that has broken out between the Muslims and the Greeks. So whoever is here from Darul Islam, from the Muslim lands, has got a few days to return. So he says, I thereafter completely forgot about that woman, and I was busy then collecting the debts and the loans that were owed to me, collected the balance of my stock, and I took a good profit and I went back to Syria. But he says, thereafter, for the next 3 years, you know, this grief lived with me, that you had that opportunity. Because that was a very beautiful woman, and she was right there with me 2 nights, and I never did the wrong. So he says, I went into depression. Why? He felt that he lost out that opportunity. But at that time, he gave it up for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the point we want to make. So he says, to console myself, I gave up selling fabric, and I started trading in slave girls. So I used to buy and sell slave girls. Slave girls were the slaves, the women that used to be captured from the non-Muslims, the Greeks. And like that, you know, if I saw a slave girl that I liked, then maybe I would keep her for myself. But I became a slave trader. So one day in Damascus, the ruler, the governor of Damascus wanted a slave. So they came to me and I showed them the slaves that I have. He selected a particular one, and the price for that was 100 gold coins. So this person, this governor, had used up all the public treasury. They only had 90 gold coins remaining. So they paid me 90 gold coins and they said, you know what, the balance 10, in lieu of that, you can come and have a look at the slaves that we have, the new captives that we have, and take any slave woman that you want from there, in exchange of 10 gold coins. So he says, when I go in and inspect which slave girl I want, I see that exact woman. That same young lady that I was to commit zina with 3 years ago, she is now captured as a slave. So he says, I tell him, I want this one. And then when he takes her and he goes, he asks her, do you recognize me? She says, no, I don't know who you are. And then he mentions to her the story. He says, I am the same man, the cloth merchant, who made the deal and agreement with you on 2 nights. But I didn't make zina with you out of fear for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See now, Allah has given you to me in a halal way. Now I own you as a slave. And at that time it was 50 gold coins. And then 100 gold coins. I never even take that money back from you. I gave all of that up for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today Allah gave you to me in my ownership for 10 gold coins. So she also was inspired by this story. She says, I want to accept Islam. So she accepts Islam. He frees her and he marries her. After a while, there was a truce that was made between the Muslims and the Greeks. And there was this agreement that the slaves will be returned. Whoever was captured as slaves on both sides will be returned. And they sent people, obviously, now. And this woman, in the meantime, she ended up marrying a Greek soldier. So the agreement was that the woman need to be returned. This soldier is waiting for his wife. So they sent people to go and investigate and find the different women that were missing. So when they come and they track this woman down, they tell her, you know what, your husband has sent us to take you back because now there's an agreement and you are allowed to go back to your country. So she herself refuses. She says, oh, alhamdulillah, I am happy where I am. Allah has given me hidayat and I am now a Muslimah and I am married. I don't want to go back. So then they try to convince her, but she was adamant. Then that soldier tells her, he says, you know, I have an amanat. Your mother has sent something for me to pass on to you. And then he gives her that bag that the mother had sent. And when they open that bag, they find that the 50 gold coins that this man had given and the 100 gold coins. 150 gold coins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala returned that also. مَنْ تَرَكَ شَيْئًا لِلَّهِ عَوَّضَهُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا مِّنُهُ. Leave it and give it up for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah will give something better to you. Yeah, it came through halal. And willingly, after quoting this incident, Shaykh Abdul Fattah rahimahullah quotes a beautiful line from a very great sage of his age. Ibn Ata'illah al-Iskandari rahimahullah was a great Sufi of his time in Egypt. Very, very pious person. And he's known for his words of wisdom. He's written several books. But his one book is very, very famous. Al-Hikamul Ata'iyya. the wisdoms of Atta, meaning Ibn Ata'illah al-Iskandari rahimahullah, is buried in his grave, is known till today in Cairo, where he says, Jalla Rabbuna ayyu'amilahu al-abdu naqdan fayujaziyahu nasi'atan. Our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is great and jaleel. Our Allah is mighty and powerful. When a slave will deal with Allah cash, Allah won't repay him on credit. When a person will deal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in cash, in other words, immediately, you gave it up. You gave it up now. Allah will repay us in this dunya first. Allah will not just repay you on credit, meaning later on in the akhirat. Cash Allah will give you your reward, inshallah, in this dunya. But the thing is for us to give it up for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not because you got caught. And the next time an opportunity comes and you're going to try again. No, respected friends and elders. This has to be a sincere pledge from the heart. Like we say, make this agreement and a deal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And no better occasion than on nights like tonight. So if there are sins like that, that we are, you know, addicted to and engaged in, let us make this deal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, you know, you help me and assist me, and I'm going to give this up for your sake. I'm going to break that haram relationship that I may be having for your sake. I'm going to give up that particular addiction for your sake. I'm going to avoid that particular sin for your sake, O Allah. You help me. And we see, respected friends and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will undoubtedly and definitely assist us and give us even better in return. What is destined for us will come to us. What is destined for us will come to us. If we choose to get it through haram, then that is our choice. Otherwise, it will come to us, inshallah, through halal, like we see here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Let us spend the night in ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in tahajjud salat, in salatul tasbih, and most importantly, in tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Raise our hands and cry and beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The thing that is most beloved to Allah is that tear of regret that you will shed. So some ulama put it so nicely, so beautifully, that the water of the seven oceans of the world are insufficient to extinguish the flames of Jahannam. Use all the water in the dunya, will still never be able to extinguish the fire of Jahannam. But the one tear of regret that a person will shed, one tear, is sufficient to extinguish the flames of Jahannam. In other words, is sufficient to save a person from the fire of Jahannam. عَيْنَانِ لَا تَمَسَّهُمَ النَّارِ. Two eyes will never be touched from the fire of Jahannam. Will never. In other words, the people who have those eyes will never go to Jahannam. One of them is the eye, bakat min khashyatillah. That eye that cried out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So crying out of fear of Allah in tawbah and repentance, inshallah, will bring about that reform for us in this dunya. And Allah will repay us in this dunya. Deal with Allah in cash, here and now. Make that tawbah. And Allah will repay us, inshallah, in cash, meaning in this dunya. And inshallah, in the akhirat, we'll be saved from the unbearable, absolutely unbearable punishment of Jahannam. Allah save us all from the fire of Jahannam. We are in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, which are the nights and the days of freedom from Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with freedom from Jahannam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making tawbatan nasuha, of making sincere tawbah. And Allah give us tawfiq of giving up these wrongs and these sins that have filled our lives. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله على نيته وسره اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد صلاة ترضيك وترضيه وترضى بها عنا يا أرحم الراحمين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أعتق رقابنا ورقاب آبائنا وأزواجنا وأمهاتنا وأولادنا من النار. اللهم أعتق رقابنا من النار. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. يا أرحم الراحمين، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم، يا أرحم الراحمين، يا الله forgive all our sins يا أرحم الراحمين، يا الله forgive our minor sins and our major sins يا الله، يا الله forgive the sins we committed in broad daylight and the sins we committed in secrecy يا الله، the sins of the day and the sins of the night يا الله، يا أرحم الراحمين، the sins we committed by mistake and the sins we planned and intentionally committed يا أرحم الراحمين. Forgive all our sins يا الله، يا أرحم الراحمين. From head to toe we are filled with sin يا الله. At every opportunity of sin we indulge in the sin يا الله. يا الله، but we know that it is your promise that you will forgive if we turn to you يا أرحم الراحمين. يا الله، there is nobody else that can forgive besides you يا الله. يا الله، you forgive us يا أرحم الراحمين. Have mercy on us يا الله. Forgive us and forgive our parents يا أرحم الراحمين. Forgive our wives and children, our spouses and our children يا أرحم الراحمين. Forgive all our near and dear ones يا الله. Forgive all those that have requested dua from us يا أرحم الراحمين. Forgive all those that have done us any favors or even looked at us and had husnul zan and good thoughts about us ya arhamar rahimin. Forgive them also ya Allah. Forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ya Allah. For how long are we going to continue in our lives of disobedience ya Allah? Ya Allah, you give us tawfiq ya Allah and the ability to practice restraint ya arhamar rahimin. Ya Allah, you give us the inner strength ya Allah to abstain from sin ya arhamar rahimin. Ya Allah, you make this night a night of decision for us ya Allah. Ya Allah, a night where we will turn a new page in our lives and come back to you, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, and to the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, save us and protect us from the fitnas outside, Ya Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, day by day, the temptations are increasing, the sins are increasing, the fitnas are increasing, Ya Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, through your infinite grace, protect us, Ya Allah. Protect our wives and children, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Protect our progenies, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we cannot even bear the flame of this dunya, Ya Allah. The flame of a candle of this dunya we cannot bear, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. How we will bear the fire of Jahannam, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Dal Jalal wal Ikram, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Keep us upon Hidayat, Ya Allah. Keep us upon the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And let Maut come to us and Death come to us whilst we are in your obedience, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Save us from adab in this dunya. Save us from adab in the qabr. Save us from adab of Jahannam, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Dal Jalal wal Ikram, we are weak, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are fully aware of our condition, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, we are weak in one sense that we do not practice restraint, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. We fall into sin and we are prone to sinning, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you know this, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, better than us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, on the other hand, we are too weak to bear your punishment and adab, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. So we are raising our hands in hope that you will forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, don't take us to task, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, when you decide to punish anyone, then nobody, the entire dunya put together, cannot stop your punishment, Ya Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, nobody can stop you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging from you, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, to save us and protect us. Save us from sin and disobedience and save us from your adab, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, bless us with enjoyment in your obedience, Ya Allah. In your dhikr, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. In tilawat of Quran, in salah, in practicing on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In going out in your path, Ya Allah, and giving da'wat, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, you bless us, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Let tonight be that night of decision for us, Ya Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, give us tawbah that will last, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, in the past too, we made tawbah, Ya Allah. But then we broke that tawbah, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. But you are ready to forgive as long as we turn back to you, Ya Allah. Ya our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us, even if a person breaks his tawbah 70 times in a day, each time falling back in the sin, but he makes sincere tawbah, you will forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you to forgive us, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, save us from the fitnas outside. Save us from illnesses. Save us from takleef. Save us from different trials and tribulations, Ya Allah. Protect our near and dear ones, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Alleviate the suffering of the suffering in the Ummah, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Those among us who may have any issues and problems in our lives, Ya Allah, you steer us clear and remove that difficulty from our lives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those that are in debt, make it easy for them to repay their debts. Those that are looking for spouses, Ya Allah, grant them suitable spouses, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Those that are ill, Ya Allah, grant them complete shifa. Among us and among our near and dear ones, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, forgive our marhumeen and our near and dear ones that have passed away, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, fill their qubur with noor. Fill their graves with noor, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, forgive them completely, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, save them from adab qabr, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Dal Jalali wal Ikram, and have mercy on us, Ya Allah, when we also reach that stage, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Let death come to us when we have shahadatu an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah on our lips, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, take us from this dunya in a condition that you are happy with us, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, and you are happy to meet us, and we are happy to meet you, Ya Allah. Ya Dal Jalali wal Ikram, don't make us from those who, when they are leaving this dunya, They are scared to meet you, and you do not want to meet them, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, make us from your chosen slaves, Ya Allah, and your pious servants, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, cleanse us of all our sins, Ya Allah. Cleanse us of all our evil qualities, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Whether it be love for the dunya, love for wealth, the fitna of woman, pride, arrogance, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, save us and cleanse us from all our evil qualities, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. And bless us with good qualities, Ya Allah. Love for you, love for Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Love for your deen and your ibadat and your obedience, Ya Allah. Bless us with the qualities of good akhlaq, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Of sabr and tahammul, Ya Allah. Of tawadu', Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, of tolerating people around us, Ya Allah. Being kind to those around us, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Fill us with all good qualities, Ya Allah. And make us from your chosen ones, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, you guide us, Ya Allah, in every decision of our lives. Ya Allah, you remove the difficulties that we have to endure in our lives, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Dal Jalali wal Ikram, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Whatever are the needs of all of us that are sitting here, Ya Allah, fulfill our needs, Ya Allah. You know our needs better than ourselves, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, and grant us Jannatul Firdaus, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. That is our greatest need, Ya Allah. Grant us tawfiq to do those deeds and a'mal that will ultimately make us eligible for your mercy, through which you will enter us into Jannatul Firdaus, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Save us from doing those a'mal, Ya Allah, that will bring about your wrath and your anger and your adab, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Dal Jalali wal Ikram. So many of us, our lives have become constrained, Ya Allah, either because of financial difficulty, because of breakdown in relationships, and because of illnesses, and because of sickness, and because of other issues, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, let this condition pass quickly, Ya Allah, and show us better days, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Allow us to mend our relationships with our fellow bondsmen, Ya Allah. Allow us to repay our debts to those who are in debts, Ya Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, bless us with abundant sustenance and rizq, halal rizq, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, remove all other difficulties and problems from our lives, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, assist the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Assist those that are suffering because of disaster, natural disasters and earthquakes. Assist those that are suffering because of war, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. And those that are suffering in any way in the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alleviate their suffering quickly, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, bring back the glory days of Islam in our own personal lives and on a global level, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, and use us as a means for that, Ya Dal Jalali wal Ikram. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifuna wa salamun ala al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi.